Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? It was out of respect.
This is Dirt and Spray.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late, man. Start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer again with you.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Me, I always tell a truth, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. Last time you're
going to
see a bad guy like this again.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, Blazer fans arguing with each other, yelling at each other. No, you trust the organization. And some people are saying, why would you give them any trust? Why?
It is fascinating, the people who will always hate it, but then also the other side, the people that it's always the good move.
I mean, there's a percentage of people out there who would text in or chat or chime in, whatever, who would no matter who the Blazers took, with whatever pick they ended up selecting, telling us it was going to be a great pick.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, now certain guys couldn't shoot or couldn't do this or that, and if the Blazers would have drafted them yesterday, they would have been chiming in today saying they got the steal of the draft.
Well, I had a takeaway. I was watching a lot of what the media was reacting to. I was listening to Questions of the Presser with Joe Cronin, which we'll get to, seeing the social media posts. And while it is stunning, and maybe I'm misreading this, I feel like there's most of the local media in this market is obviously saying, wow, what a swing, what a risk. But I also think a lot of those same people are not going in on it, because they're terrified that it's going to end up hitting and they're going to look stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if he ends up being the next Chinese Jokic, or the Chinese Jokic, I should say, you're going to look like an idiot. I don't have any problem with that. I hope that all of these takes age terribly. I hope all of our tweets from last night age terribly. I hope this guy turns into Chinese Jokic.
Did you have tweets last night that will age terribly?
No, I'm just saying the general fan. I think the vast majority of the fan base last night had the sentiment of, what the hell are we doing? How are these people still employed? What is the direction? Why do we have five centers on the roster? We just took a center with a top 10 pick. I've never heard of this guy before. The rational-minded fan base had a very visceral reaction to this. And I hope that all of those takes look terrible and Joe Cronin can laugh in our face in 3 years when this guy's averaging 27, 12, and 7. I just don't really believe that that's going to happen.
Well, last night, the Blazers were on the clock at 11. They traded back with Memphis. Memphis traded spots from 11 and 16. And then Memphis also gave them a first-round pick and 2 seconds. And so Blazers use that 11. They trade back. They get some good stuff. And then at 16, it's kind of lined up to go the mock way. Jakachonis is kind of sitting there. Everybody's passing this guy by.
Yep, he was mocked to Portland a ton.
And then Portland is on the clock. The clock runs out. Adam Silver, take it away.
With the 16th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Yang Hansen from Zibo, China, and the Qingdao Eagles.
So remember, this pick is on its way to Portland. Yang Hansen, who led the Chinese Basketball Association in blocks and ranked in the top 10 in field goal percentage.
Yang Hansen, the 16th pick in the NBA draft.
Never heard of him. I did not see a single mock draft that had him as a first-round pick, and the Blazers did not have a second-round pick, and so every time I read a mock, which was too many times to count in the weeks leading up, even though I'm not a huge fan of those, but it's just a good gauge of getting a sense of what names are around the general area that your team will be drafting. Every time I got to the end of the first round, I clicked the link close, and I didn't read the second round. I'd never heard of this cat before.
The Athletic has some posts. We got audio we're going to play here, too, of the reaction to Portland taking Yang Hansen at 16. Sam Vecenie had him ranked 48th. 48th ranked prospect.
48th.
He says, Yang has several intriguing skills. Anytime a player with that's big with elite passing vision and touch around the rim, there's going to be a lot of intrigue. I worry it's going to be hard for Yang to actualize those things in the NBA because of his high-hipped frame, lack of explosiveness, and lack of lateral ability. Even though skill absolutely matters to players like that, the guys who tend to make it in the mold are generally the biggest bullies on the court. Jokic, Sabonis, Vucevic. Karl-Anthony Towns, to some extent, they all put their shoulder into NBA big men. Yang doesn't have that ability. His defensive translation to the NBA is a major question as well. I love big skilled centers who can give you a chance to play five out basketball. I just don't buy that Yang enough as a shooter and don't buy the functionality of his game. John Hollinger added, I'm sorry, what? Nobody had Yang as a first rounder. I believe that's inaccurate, actually. I think Rafael Barlow had him at 27 to the Nets. There was a lot of net intel.
He's never big. Heard of that guy.
He's fairly
a Nets writer.
Who?
Rafael Barlow.
He's a draft cover guy.
Oh, draft cover guy.
Substack.
Okay.
He's very popular in the draft world.
Okay.
He's big. He's fairly skilled. I think he's potentially a solid backup because of his offense. But this is a serious reach by the Blazers on a player most expected to last well into the second round. The Blazers already had a surefire amount of centers at Ayton, Williams, and Klingon. It's not even clear what Yang's pathway to minutes is in Portland. I do not get this at all. We had some audio reaction. Let's start with the biggest podcast in basketball, debatably. Bill Simmons did this on his podcast, and I want you to take a listen.
And then Portland takes Russillo's guy, Yang Hansen.
That's Russillo's guy?
Yeah. Russillo loved him at the combine. That was his guy.
Okay.
And he was our first guy from the stands. And then just a couple more really quick. Utah taking
Hold
Walter
on. Are
Clayton.
We not going
to
acknowledge that they massively reached for Hansen Yang? I mean...
Did they massively reach, or was it the steal of the draft? It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Time will tell, right? I may live to be the
7'2" Chinese guy who can throw backdoor cuts and doesn't speak English. I loved it.
Did he work out against a chair?
There was a part of it. His highlight tapes were going around Blazer Twitter last night.
I watched some of them.
I just, the only thing I can think about watching all those highlights.
Like, he going by 5'9".
Is he just playing against a bunch of dirts out there? Like, it looks like a bunch of 5'5" guards. He's just driving in the lane. There's nobody in the paint. Just, free dunks every time you want them. It was didn't look like a lot of competition.
Here is Matt Norlander. He covers the NBA draft for CBS. Here was his takeaway on the Blazers taking Yang Hansen.
Portland... We'll see what develops here. I know they had trouble bringing some players in this range because, fair or not, this is just the opinions shared with me by some league sources and by on the agency side as well. There's a lot of questions about the direction Portland is in, the state it is in right now. I know a few players in the representation were not overly eager to have their players drafted into Portland. Maybe these things are all tied and connected, but yes, if I tell you what, if Igor Demin going to Brooklyn was a 6.8 on the shocking scale out of 10, this registers around a 9.5 overall. I can tell you just because I got a couple texts here on my phone, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm the most absolutely connected NBA insider, very, very far from it, but I've got a few connections, and I can guarantee you that people around the league are shaking their heads and texting each other right now going, what on earth is Portland doing?
I loved that. I also loved this one. This is the no ceilings. We've had these guys on before. Metcalf, Rucker, those guys do such an exceptional job. They're absolute draft nerds. Yesterday was their Christmas day. This was their live show. They were live streaming, watching, reacting, giving thoughts. This was their live show takeaway while Portland was going to draft.
Oh, God.
I don't have it up yet, so someone's going to have to officially announce it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they did it.
Oh my God!
Hanson Yang to the Portland Trailblazers at 16.
This is a really good time for one of us to just be like, "Who?
Michael?"
Insert the Bill Simmons. Whoa! What? Okay.
Okay. I don't know how we even begin to talk about this as he walks down the steps. I think that's with Rich Paul. I was there at the Lakers facility not too long ago when they had the Clutch Pro Day. I met with a scout there. I won't name who he was, but I met him after the Clutch Pro Day, and he was like, yo, I was like, hey, how was the Clutch Pro Day, right? Because I wasn't allowed in. But he was like, no, it was great. You know, a lot of interesting guys, a lot of cool stuff. And I was like, cool. How was Hanson? Because, like, there were a ton of, like, Chinese reporters there and people there hanging out around him. And he goes, he was really bad. So to hear that and to be here at this point where he gets taken 16th by the Portland Trailblazers, someone needs to help us understand.
Sorry, we were hearing like he was a lock to Brooklyn in the 30s, at 36. That's what we were hearing. And it's like, all right, it feels kind of high, but, you know, it's second round, so you take a swing, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I don't understand. Like, there's some – his highlight tape rocks. There's some really fun offensive playmaking and post-scoring stuff. I don't see how any of it translates to the next level.
So people are really high on this draft pick, if you can't tell.
So all those highlights you watched on Blazer social media.
Against 5'5 Chinese guards.
Guy who covers draft says, I don't know any of that's translating the NBA, though.
All those guys look like they're under 5'7", and that's not usually how it works out in the NBA, Bob. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Let's try to read some listener thoughts on this. Yong Hanson, 16th.
16th overall. Not a flyer second round pick. Not a Ryan Rupert.
Not the last pick in the first round of point it's basically the second round.
What the hell are you gonna do? Why not? Middle of the first round. After trading back to take this.
With four other centers already currently on your roster.
Yes, I think your math checks out there. Five centers on the roster.
What are your thoughts? Fantex lines 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat is up as well. We'll share some thoughts with people and also some other takeaways. We'll get to the Joe Cronin audio. He stepped to the podium. He faced the music, man. He said, look, unconventional. This was our guy. In fact, not just this was our guy. This was number one on their big board.
Number one on their board. They wanted to take him last year,
yeah,
but he didn't enter the draft. So they decided to take another center instead.
Let's talk about it some more next on The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Well, clearly we know the Blazers will not have five centers when the season starts.
You sure about that?
Fairly confident.
Don't put it past them.
Fairly confident.
Who's getting moved? Anybody taking on DeAndre Ayton's expiring deal?
They could. It's an expiring.
Anybody trading for Robert Williams with his two healthy knees?
Somebody will lie to themselves. Sure. They'll play 30 games for them next year.
Totally going to happen. Know, yeah. Everybody's jumping over themselves to trade for him after back-to-back torn ACLs.
WAP will play both G League and Blazer season. You know, it'll sort itself out.
It'll be shredding it at the Child Center.
I asked earlier, is it the ballsiest pick in Blazer first-round draft history? Certainly you can make arguments like taking high schooler is ballsy. I totally understand that thinking. But when you're saying the average rank of a player is in the back end 30s.
Yeah, 30 to 40s for the most part.
I think taking that at 16 is about as ballsy as possibly gets. Even Arvidas, who one listener was like, Arvidas, go watch John Thompson's reaction to the Blazers drafting him in 86. Yeah, Arvidas, even at that point, though, the people around basketball, they had heard that name. They knew that name.
He was also the 24th pick, so he was later.
Much later, yeah.
Than Hanson Yang. He was eight picks later.
It's Yong Hanson.
My apologies.
That's the other thing is Hanson. I heard both yesterday.
I did, too. When it first happened, I thought it was the other way. Now I'm all confused in my own head.
I hope it's Yong on the jersey.
Yong Hanson?
Yeah,
Yong Hanson. Yong.
I think it's Yong Hanson.
The Yong official Blazer Hanson press release was Yong Hanson.
Okay. So we'll go that one. The official press release has to be the one we go.
Yeah, man, I'm leaning through or looking through first-round draft picks in Blazers history, and you've obviously, to your point, taken flyers on high school kids. You took Quintel Woods out of Northeast Mississippi Community College. So you've had
at least heard that he was going to be in that range.
This, yeah, you've had picks over the years where you're like, all right, you know, that was a little bit risky, but I don't know how it, you know, this was a guy who came from the Chinese Basketball Association who nobody had ever heard of before.
He's 250-1 to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I wouldn't lay that bet.
I wouldn't either, because we got five centers, and I don't know how many minutes he's going to play.
Well, Cooper's minus three.
I said yesterday.
I mean, we were worried about Klingon's minutes last year. How many minutes is this cat going to get as a rookie?
Somehow this cat's going to be in better shape, so Donovan's going to have to take a back seat.
Do we have to go through that for another year? Jesus. You guys don't get it. He would die if he played 30 minutes.
Yakachonis
he would die on the floor.
Yakachonis 50-1?
Yeah.
That's not a bad pick in Miami.
Well, I just want to ask you this, because I want to get to the Cronin audio. He was up front. He was honest. He gave his thoughts. You don't have to agree with it, but he was about as honest about it as you could get. My old takeaway is, well, I got a couple. Okay, so the first one is, all right,
I'll at least give them this. They didn't care what we thought.
Nope. They identified their guy and they got him.
They identified a guy for 2 years and they wanted him last year, but he didn't declare for the draft. He got in the draft this year. They were not going to overlook him. They were not going to miss the opportunity to draft. All the intel is that Brooklyn was eyeing him. Brooklyn is owned by a billionaire Chinese tech guy, I think. So they were nervous about that kind of thing. Plus, Brooklyn went real international yesterday. And so, as Cronin said in the press conference, we didn't want to lose him past 16 while also acknowledging we reached.
Yep.
It's a reach. The guy himself that drafted him, that loves him, is telling you this was a reach. But they loved him. So I'll at least say you were at least honest with yourself and said, I don't care. I'm doing it.
Stand on your business.
But the thing that I keep coming back to, he may end up being a good player. That doesn't make reaching for a player always the right decision. You can look back and say, well, the big case Cerrito commercial. Yeah, well, okay. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
I just can't tell myself fully that they've hit on this guy the way that they're publicly saying, because how did none of the other smart people in the league not see it?
You're the only one. You and Brooklyn were the only ones who sniffed around this.
How did Sam Presti, how did Mr. International and the team that you think of international player, San Antonio Spurs, how did those guys not see it? Yep. Danny Ainge took a guy that didn't want to play for him yesterday. How did Danny Ainge not see it? I refuse to believe that they're the only team that saw this.
Yeah.
That's a far reach. And I keep coming back to one thing. Bill Orme wrote this yesterday. Could end up working. But he made the point that we have said on this show. What draft pick are you pointing to right now in their era? You're maybe clinging to the clinger. Maybe. Yeah,
who was fine as a rookie, but nothing over the top.
I didn't think it was extraordinary, and I didn't think it was bad. I think it's right in the middle, and like, hey, in a bad draft, we got a center that was playable.
Sure, starting center.
And had good minutes, but didn't play a whole lot of minutes until the back end of the season. So if we just take that out, who is the pick?
There isn't one.
Okay, so like, they're the only team that identified this guy to go 16th. They're giddy about him. But no other team saw this in that guy?
Yeah, this is the hard part that I'm having with it. And I've seen a lot of this of like, I trust Mike Schmitz. He's got the best international scouts. We didn't used to have international scouts. Like, I've seen a lot of those takes. And I chuckle at it. You know, Portland has added some nice pieces in the last, 16 to 18 months. And I will give them credit for that. Their two best players right now, I think we would all acknowledge, are Kamara and Denny Avdia. How did they acquire those two players? It was via a trade. They did not draft either of them.
Right.
Your draft picks over the last 3 years, I think you could look back on and say, other than Klingon, that was a terrible draft, so I'm not, whatever. That's 1 year.
We don't
year.
Know about Klingon yet.
And
we
I'm still can't. Being told he can't play 25 minutes a night, which just makes me shake my head. But Scoot has not had a stellar start to his career. I don't know where he's going to
we'll
go,
see where
but
that goes.
The first 2 years have not been overly encouraging.
Right.
And Shaedon Sharpe, who was the baby Kobe, he was so bad and cared so little on one end of the floor that your head coach felt the need to bench him for half of the season. And he might still be coming off the bench going into year four.
And he shot 30% from three.
And he barely shot 30% from three. So,
and Chris Murray is borderline NBA player. And Ryan Rupert is in the G League.
Ryan Rupert, I think, is up for, he needs an extension this offseason, if I'm not wrong. And I don't even know if he's going to get one. He might just.
Jabari Walker, like, yeah, I
don't have a great track record of drafting guys.
Their actual draft history is not amazing.
No. Which is why I didn't have a lot of optimism and confidence going in. And then they did this. And I said it earlier, and I know that it's not a short term, like, hey, in the next 3 months, this decision will be made. There is a small sliver in me that does respect the. This is how we're going out. Like, we're going out the way we're going out.
Yeah, they got their guy.
This is the guy we identified. We've been scouting him for 2 years. We felt like we found the next secret weapon in the NBA that nobody else knew about, and we're just smarter than everybody. This team can't get sold quick enough so that people are held accountable, because if you're making a decision like this with the drafting track record that you already had, which was less than stellar, this is fireable. Like, this is sink or swim. This is either you have found somebody who can be a legitimate star in the NBA, we took a flyer and it panned out, or it's he turned into Hassan Jin Part 2, never did anything in the NBA, and we're out of a job in 16 months, because that's the only way that this can pan out. If you made all of this noise and passed up all the guys that you already did to draft another center who's just a run-of-the-mill center after taking a guy in the top 10 last year who we all look at and say, yeah, kind of a, you know, good defensively, not a lot of offensive game, but he can grab some rebounds, he can block some shots. It's exactly what Donovan Klingon is. So you just found a borderline starting NBA center last year with a top 10 pick. And if you're going to do all of this with all the players available to draft the same guy in back-to-back years, you should be fired, if that's how it turns out.
Well, I think the intel on Klingon would be borderline starting center, whereas this guy, for a lot of the draft world, was borderline NBA player.
Yes.
And this is the kind of pick that you, in the past, we're familiar with picks like this, where we go, when will he be here?
Three years from now.
Maybe 2 years, 3 years, you know, hope of a year and a half. You know, that's usually what we expect. Yesterday they said he's going to be on this team. He's going to be here. Now, look, I would also add, you don't have to believe it. You can certainly sit in the pessimism of they're not making a trade. They're going to have five centers. I will lean in. They're going to make a trade. Now, which one is it and what do you get back? That's a great question. All we can do is operate in the world of what we know. Okay, if they trade DeAndre Ayton today and they get the haul, we'll react to it. But we talked about the Drew Holiday trade yesterday, and I kind of gave it an incomplete grade. I'm like, I need to see what the other move is. Clearly a center is leaving here. I don't know which one. I don't know when, and I don't know for who. But right now, that Drew Holiday trade is a C-D to me. And I'm still going to wait. If the trade happens and more stuff happens, I will kind of, it's a moving grade. But right now, like, wait, you got a 35-year-old guard who's not a clear-cut, you know, traditional point guard. He can play off ball. His shooting numbers went down. His injuries kicked in. He's 35. He's making a ton of money. That told me that you cared a lot about the winning. But then you drafted a 20-year-old international player that nobody in this city had heard of.
2 years away from being 2 years away.
That might be Chinese Jokic or might be Timu Joker. I don't know.
Timu Joker, solid.
Timu Joker is great if it ends up busting. But I don't have an answer for it. It's like it's just a weird world where we're like balancing super young, hopefully we hit on this, but we want to win. And I'm kind of just left like, what? How?
They're just, at times over the last 2 to 3 years, I have shaken my head at the idea of what is the ultimate strategy? What is the long-term plan? And I know a lot of this stuff you cannot project and you don't know how it's going to turn out. The biggest takeaway I had, and I know we're going to get to the Cronin audio, you have identified this guy for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted him to go into the draft last summer. You were praying that this guy went into the draft because that's how much you loved him. And last year's draft sucked.
They would have drafted him at Donovan was my takeaway.
They would have taken him seventh overall based on how much they loved him. And you know what? In a draft that was as bad as last year's, like at least a part of me would have said, nah, what the hell? That was one of the worst drafts we've ever seen.
Sure.
This was supposed to be one of the deeper drafts we've seen in a long time. If you loved him that much and you knew you were going to identify him for years to come, why did you take a center with a top 10 pick when you already had two other centers on your roster last year?
Because I think I can answer this. I'm not saying it's perfect logic, but I think the answer they would say is you don't know where you're going to be in the draft. Like, what if they would have won?
This guy wasn't going to get projected as a first-round pick.
What if they would have won the Flag sweepstakes or the Harper sweepstakes?
And you say, we'll find another center. That's fine. We'll take Cooper Flag.
Okay. I just think that would have been their answer of, like, what if we're not in a position to draft him next year when he is in the draft?
Yeah, you go find another.
We like Donovan now. I'm not saying it's the right decision. They're going to have to live with
this
that
guy
decision,
would have been there in the second round. You could have taken a flyer. You could have traded back into this, used one of the two second-round picks you got or with some other crap to move into the early second round to draft this guy.
Well, let's hear from the guy himself. Joe Cronin spoke to the media last night after the first round ended. The Blazers trade out of the first pick at 11. They get some draft capital back. They move to 16. We're all kind of thinking Jokic, Young Hansen.
Yeah.
Who is he? What they like about him? Joe Cronin will talk to us coming up next with some audio.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
On the Fan.
All right, welcome back in. 7:35. People are happy and optimistic today. The YouTube chat.
Are they?
No, Bob. There are people yelling at each other. The defenders of every move and the, I would argue, rational people are going back and forth right now.
Well, I think both things could end up panning out here. You could end up having this cat be a good player, but you can also say, and it's not going to age poorly, in my opinion, this was an incredibly massive reach.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna look back at all the guys. Swag's guy, Carter Bryant, was there at 11. There were a lot of players available
at
11.
You got to see what Coward ends up doing.
Yes, the pick that you made.
What does Jakob Jonas do?
We didn't talk about him much. Neat Clifford had a nice little run for himself in the NCAA tournament and his season at Colorado State.
There were two other centers that were taken after him. The dude from France and then the kid from Georgetown went a couple of picks after him, too.
Yeah.
So the problem now is it's a very short leash. Like, if you had taken this guy in the second round,
whatever,
and
he's a flyer,
a project,
yes,
okay, fine.
What do you mean a short leash? What does that mean?
Well, you've taken him now in the 16th. With the 16th pick, you made a deal. You made the Holiday deal, which indicated they're interested in trying to win now and get into the back end of the playoffs. But now you're setting up Young to have to produce at a level with these other guys there between 10 and 20. And if he doesn't, even if he pans out later on at age 26 or 27, all of a sudden he figures it out, as some centers take longer to do.
26 or 27, dude. How old will we be at that point? He's 20 today.
He's turning 20 years old today. But
he's got to come over and actually show something and produce now.
Is this not
a new opening of a five-year window? Do we have a five-year window?
Probably not fair to
Yong. The
Yong-Hansen
window?
Well,
it's not fair to him at all.
Is it not fairly I mean, I think this is obvious. Maybe you guys don't agree. I thought the Holiday move was about getting a good player that was going to help us win a little more than they did last year with 36.
Right, try to get to the playoff.
I've adjusted this. I still think they like him as a player, obviously, but he's 35. I think this was a mentor move. And I poo-pooed that. All day yesterday, poo-pooed it on text with people of like, yeah, they like him. He's a good locker room guy, good community guy. Yeah. He'll be good in the locker room. Yeah. I just think we grossly overvalue that whole, you know, people point to the Chris Paul SGA thing. They point to their two or three examples, but they don't point to the other years of NBA stuff that they don't know about or they haven't heard about. And I'm not saying he won't be beneficial, but like now with this draft pick, I have to consider that they did in fact trade for him to be a mentor.
Yeah.
Because Yong-Hansen's not winning next year.
And are we now concerned about what the organization thinks of Klingon?
How do we not? It sounds like they would have picked him last year if he was in the draft.
You took centers with back-to-back picks in the first round. The one position I think we all agreed on going in.
I mean, they're going to
even more
have
so
these
than
two
guard.
Guys, though. Because Rob Will's going to... DeAndre expires. Like, whether he's traded now or at the deadline, he's expired. He's gone.
You're not... I just don't see how you trade that, because you have to make the salaries match. So, no, but you're not going
to
expire...
Up to
a 90%.
Yeah.
What does he make, $35 million a year?
About...
Yeah.
So you got to get to 30. You got to find a guy making $30 million a year.
You multi-team trade it.
You're not getting a salary to salary match, though, in terms of why would somebody trade an expiring for an expiring? So if you're trading DeAndre Ayton, you're essentially going to have to take on a bigger contract that's a longer-term deal that a team's trying to get out of. He's going to walk for nothing.
The last expiring we traded, we had to attach draft capital to move it.
Yes, we did.
And that guy was 25.
Yeah.
So
I'm more confused now than I was at the end of the regular season.
And Robert Williams has no healthy legs.
I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, these two are your centers.
Is anybody trading for him?
Rob Williams and DeAndre are not for long here, whenever that is. These are your two centers.
Yeah.
So how this reflects on Klingon, I think that they would just say, you need two centers on a team. These are our two centers.
These are our two guys.
And WAP will be thrown out there once in a while to maybe hit a three.
Let's get to some of the Joe Cronin audio. So last night, first round ends. I'm sitting around waiting. I see the announcement. It will start soon. Here comes Joe Cronin. I did enjoy, I don't know how you guys watched it, but I was watching on the Blazer.com feed.
I was too.
And they had
the
audio guy at the start.
Stuff,
they couldn't quite get the microphone right. And I almost took a screenshot of it and said, yeah, the night's going well for the old Portland Trail Blazers. Audio guy was fishing with the numbers and trying to get the volume up.
Dude, that's a long day for everybody, man. They got to get there too early. And then the media does nothing all day. And then it happens super late.
Joe Cronin's out there looking like a zaddy. And here he is talking about the newest addition.
At 16, we selected a player that we've been watching for quite a while and we're really excited about, Yong-Hansen. And it's a player I'm sure we'll talk a lot about him, but we couldn't be more excited. This is a very, very unique talent in our opinion. He obviously great size at 7'2", young, just turns 20 tomorrow. High end skill set, his ability to pass, his basketball IQ, his functionality in the post, his ability to step out. We think he'll, you know, be a good free throw shooter. We think he'll make perimeter jump shots as well. Defensively, he's a really smart player that, you know, can be pretty versatile in the post with his size and IQ. So, you know, this is a player that, you know, he's coming over to America, it'll be an adjustment, and it's our job to prepare him and develop just like we do all of our guys, but there'll be a big emphasis in pouring into him and getting him to his peak.
He's a good free throw shooter.
We hope.
So we got that going for us.
Not so much sold on the perimeter shooting part. Good passer, though.
He's a good passer. Those dimes he was throwing in the Chinese Basketball League were pretty sick. Backdoor cuts. Here he is. How long they've been scouting him.
We've been scouting him deeply for almost 2 years now. We've had, you know, we had a scout identify him during one of his under 18 events. And then we sent Mike and Sergi, our two assistant GMs, over to China that fall to go scout him live. When they came back from that trip, they left very, very impressed. And we were actually hoping he'd be in last year's draft. He didn't declare last year. So we continued to scout him for the last year, you know, this last past season. And as we studied him more and more throughout this spring, this process through the spring, you know, we saw him at the combine, of course, met with him at the combine, and then we're able to bring him in here and had a good workout here and we're able to spend more time with him here. So, you know, between our scouts identifying him early on and then some of our big key decision makers seeing him very early on, I felt like we had a big advantage in our scouting process and building our book on him as a player.
That lead scout who found this guy is either going to be famous or infamous. It's one or the other.
I think it was Schmitz and Sir. Oh, yeah. I guess he'd say he didn't name
one of the international scouts.
Him,
whoever that guy, if this guy ends up to be Chinese Jokic, that guy will go down as a legend in Blazer history. Of you're damn right. I found
retire
him.
His look, jersey.
Retire that guy's say. Jersey. Yeah. He's more deserving than Bobby Gross. No offense.
I also want to ask this question because I know we have more cuts from Cronin.
Yeah, we'll get to him on the other side.
I think what I'm seeing this morning, because there are people that are just naturally going to sit on it after being pissed and shocked, and they're going to wake up and they're going to watch the internet for 2 minutes and go, yep, they made the right move. And they're just going to do that every time, no matter who it is and when it is and what position it is. What is the number in the draft? I want to know this from people because I've already seen one person who's I've seen be critical and is like, thought about it. Actually think they made the right move here. Take the swing. And then the end was, it's the 16th pick. It's whatever. And I didn't have that thought yesterday of like, it's whatever.
Considering who was still on the board for you at 16 and where those guys were mocked, I didn't have that thought at all.
And I also understand that like some of that is a crapshoot. It's no different than the NFL.
Yeah,
but
it's a
like,
roll of the dice.
What is the number for you guys? Is it the first round? Is it just the second? I think it's something to think about is like.
I think after you get past 20,
that's probably
then
my
it's
number.
Take swings and do
but
whatever.
When you're
maybe
in
top 25 ish, top 20, you know, somewhere in
when
that
you're
range.
In there in the teens, you're at least looking to find a piece. It may not be an all-star or a consistent starter, but I'm looking to find a piece, somebody that I can get 20 minutes of productivity out every night, in whatever capacity that player's strengths are.
Not to mention the fact that you had the 11th pick, too. Like, I think we all applauded the trade initially, thinking, wow, you got more assets, you moved down, there's a lot of people on the board. No, you didn't take Carter Bryant, he was there, but, you know, who knows how he's going to be in the NBA? We have no idea. Like, that was the other part of this that I view differently, too. You didn't come into the draft with the 16th pick. You traded down because this was the guy that you identified. You had a nice little pool of players you could have picked from at 11, and we'll see how all of them pan out. They will all be compared to Chinese Jokic in the years to come amongst this family.
Well, they would have traded back further, but they thought it was too risky. They thought this guy was going to be gone after 16.
You got to get on him, dude. He's not going to be there. You got to go.
I haven't seen any intel that that's accurate, but they really felt that way.
Some more Joe Cronin audio. At some point in the final hour, I want to dive into reading some of your thoughts. The fan text line, 503-864-6326, and Mike Richmond at the top of the hour. Back after this on The Family. The road's getting long. It feels like a perfect song.
I may only have a little.
Do we have any faith in anybody right now? Who do we have faith in? Anybody? Who's left?
I have faith that Tumani Kamara will play defense every night.
There you go.
I have faith in that.
I have faith that Denny will just get the ball and go on a fast break by himself.
I got faith that Denny Avdia's got a good contract. That I got faith in. What else do we have faith in? Anything? We got any faith left? We'll get to the conspiracy theories in the final hour because those were out last night as well.
I almost just want you to keep the song playing underneath his bed music.
Makes me feel better. Cheers me up a little bit.
I have faith that Shaedon Sharpe will have one highlight reel play every game.
Yeah.
He'll have his head at the rim at some point.
When they drafted Carter Bryant and I saw him stand up with the no shirt suit, I went, damn it! Guy can't be that good looking, have that kind of confidence, and not be a good basketball player.
That was a bold move, Cotton. How concerned are we, too, that Colin Cowherd ends up being a stud?
You know who went?
Because that was the other thing. Like, that was the 11th pick.
Yeah, dude.
And he's the local. Like, that was.
Memphis really liked
that
him.
That was a local guy. We could have drafted a dude who played at Willamette.
The funniest thing was.
If he ends up taking Desmond Bane's spot and like, filling that role in a couple years.
Yes.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was I was texting with Gundy. Every player Gundy named yesterday was either picked by Portland and then traded, Cedric Coward, or Colin Coward, depending on how you
depending
say it.
Depending on who's there at
what
the
part
desk.
Of the country you're from.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the other names he put on our show, the Blazers passed on.
Yeah.
And he goes, not only has this been a confusing night, this was a literal kick to my junk.
Yeah.
Every player I liked, they were like, nope. Yep.
Now, kick me in the nuts. Well, we're playing some Joe Cronin audio for you. And here's what I will at least give them credit for. Joe Cronin acknowledged it.
Yeah, the goal was to get as far back as possible. You know, we didn't want to overdraft if we didn't have to. We weren't much more comfortable beyond 16 than that. So for us, it was too important to get him. We decided to do what some would call a reach. You know, we decided to take that swing and overdraft technically a player that we just really valued. It shows what we thought of him.
Will he be definitely with the club next year? Or is it possible that he stays in China for a year?
The plan is to bring him over here next year.
Shout out to Kerry Ager, still grinding. The plan is to bring him over next year.
It's not like 100%, but the plan.
Not, yes, he will be here. He will be a part of the opening night roster. The plan is for him to be here.
Look, man, I know a lot of people are upset. We got a listener asking us not to play his voice anymore. They're going to drive him to the Willamette River.
don't do that. Don't drive
him. It ain't worth it.
We love you. It's going to be nice today.
Look, I'm not even trying to defend. I'm just being real here. Like, that's incredible honesty.
It is. I appreciate the honesty. That's why I say this is it.
It's an overdraft.
This is
absolutely.
This is your last stand. This is the. This
well, it's
is
not,
the Alamo.
He'll draft next year.
He shouldn't. This is the.
No, when he will.
If we make the playoffs, we're losing our first round pick. So we don't have a first round pick. It will go to Chicago. So maybe he won't.
Well, we have picks. We'll get picks to get picks.
The second round, nobody will watch, and it doesn't matter. This is the Alamo for them. It has to be. Can we all agree on that?
Like whether I don't think you can get people to fully agree on that, and
how?
That seems crazy to me.
How? Like that? I don't care how
because
optimistic or pessimistic
like this
you
draft.
Are.
I'm not telling you it's a big percentage, but there's Blazer people that exist that have watched 3-minute clips and they've convinced themselves that that team made the right pick. You can laugh. My thing is I go back and it doesn't mean that it's 100% the right way to do this. I just keep coming back to, do we generally think Miami's a smart franchise?
I mean, yeah, I would say they have an easier lot in life than us, but yeah, I think Pat Riley knows what he's doing.
Do we have a lot of respect for Danny Ainge as a roster constructor?
We do. He's got a good track record.
Sam Presti just won a championship. I don't know, man. None of those, and they all picked after you, and they were
they
like,
did.
Yeah, we don't need to reach up for that guy.
Nah, we're good. We don't need to do that. Yeah. We're going to take somebody else. But he was asked, Joe Cronin, that was, sorry, last one for the listener. Don't keep your car on the road, please. Chinese Jokic.
I mean, it's nobody's Jokic. That's a tough one.
Thank
you know, that's a big shoes to fill.
But,
you know, his ability to pass the ball, there's not too many his size that can do it like he does.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Look, qualifiers in there. His size, do it like he does.
Yeah, I love the butt in
there. Because Yegor is largely considered the best passer in this draft, which is maybe why Brooklyn
only one
reached
Jokic,
up at 8 and
but
drafted him.
Chinese Jokic, I can't wait.
I'm ready to yang bang. I'll tell you that much right now. You better get on the yang bang train.
Yang bang train?
I'm just here for a good time. When I give my ticket, I'm here to yang bang.
We got a lot to get to.
I'm
going to
make a tendon. I'm going to make a ticket tendon like very uncomfortable when I'm beeping in.
Scanning in your ticket for the first yang bang.
Any metal detector items?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here to yang bang. I mean, this is where we've talked a lot about this over the years.
What does that mean,
not
sir?
Not over the years, but
don't worry, you'll find out in about an hour.
Like we have our t-shirt thing that we do. We sell our t-shirts.
We need a yang bang t-shirt.
We're not very good at coming up with them in quick order and having them turned around, and usually it's just kind of generic one. Like this that there's an opportunity here. The guy from Old School.
We think.
Like, knocking on the door.
Here's the situation.
I'm here for the yang bang.
It's over.
What does Mike Richmond think of it? We'll get your thoughts. There's conspiracy theories. It's going to be a loaded final hour. It all kicks off with the homie Mike Richmond breaking down the yang bang. Next on The Fam.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.